بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in today's verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of a request, or rather a demand that was made by the mushrikeen of Makkah Mukarrama to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we know, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam would go to great lengths to invite these people to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to show them the truthful nature of the Qur'an and to cause them to abandon their idol worship, etc. But these mushrikeen were coming from generations of idol worship and they were extremely reluctant to give up, to leave the way of their forefathers. They found it very difficult to bring iman in just one deity, one creator. And as is human nature, we find when a person is unable to, or rather unwilling to do something, then rather than acknowledge their own weakness, their own shortcoming, these people would now look for every excuse that they could find, for every justification they could find for their denial, for the rejection of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And therefore they would make absurd requests, they would ask him to do certain things. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, of course, in other verses of the Quran, we learn that he would say to them that I am not in control of these signs that you are asking for, these miracles that you are asking for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a sign if he wishes. But Allah has sent this Quran, Allah has sent me to you. And therefore you need to believe, you need to accept. And of course there were miracles, there were mu'jizat that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had displayed. But these people were adamant, they continued to ask. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of this. That وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ. They said, why wasn't any sign given to him from his Rabb? Now what is meant by this? As we mentioned, we know Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did come with many miracles, many signs were given to him. The Quran itself is a mu'jiza. Then the splitting of the moon, the entire incident of Isra and Mi'raj, and various other signs that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was given, which proved his truthfulness. So what is meant here when they are saying why wasn't any sign given to him? So here Mufassirin explain that perhaps these mushrikeen were after a specific sign, something very specific that they wanted. Like in another verse of Quran we find their statement is mentioned, Allahumma in kana hadha huwa al-haqq min indik fa amtir alayna hijaratan min as-sama. That they would say, oh Allah, if this Quran is true and it is really from you, then send down a rain of stones from the sky. In other words, cause this punishment to come to us, at least then we will know that this Quran truly is your word and what this person is saying, that he is your messenger, he is truthful in this. So they were after a specific sign. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not bring this, then they pretended as though there were no miracles, no signs that were given to him. All Mufassirin explained what is meant here, that why wasn't any sign given to him, is they wanted him to repeat one of the miracles of the Anbiya of the past. Like we find Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, where the sea had split for him and his people when they were being pursued by Fir'aun. Or Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was given the ability to cure the blind, to cure the leper, or to give life to the dead, etc. So they wanted Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to repeat these miracles. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands him that قُلْ, say to them, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ يُنَزِّلَ آيَةً. Allah has the ability to send any sign that he wants. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of them do not know. What don't they know? They don't know that if Allah sends the sign that they are looking for. And this has been Allah's system. In other verses, Allah calls it sunnat Allah. It's the sunnat, the way, the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if a nation asks for a specific sign, and Allah has to accede to their request and send this particular sign, and still they make takdeeb, they deny, they reject, then the punishment will come to them immediately. They will not be given any respite. So Allah says they don't realize this. They are asking, they are demanding, they are so adamant that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam must bring a miracle that they want and he must display this in front of them, but they don't know that this will be the cause for their downfall, their destruction. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now explains that Allah has control of everything in the skies and the earth, and Allah always will do what is best for a person. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا طَائِرِ يَطِيرُ بِجَنَاحَيْهِ إِلَّا أُمَمٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ. Allah says that there is no creature that walks on the surface of the earth, nor is there any bird that flies in the sky by means of its wings, except that these are also species like you. In other words, they also exist within an ecosystem. They also have needs, requirements. They also need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take care of their surroundings, to take care of their provisions, etc. And as we can see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does what is best for each and every creation of His. The birds in the sky, the fish within the sea, the other animals that are within the jungles, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sustaining them, taking care of them, doing what is best for them, what is required by them. So therefore it is inconceivable that Allah will make the wrong decision for insan. If the sign was important, if it was something necessary, then of course Allah would have sent it. So Allah explains in a very beautiful way that all of these other creations you see, I am taking care of them, I am doing what is best for them, I am giving them what they want and require. So I will give you what you need as well. But these particular miracles you are asking for, this is not necessary. مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ Allah says, we have not left out anything in the kitab. In the kitab here means in the lawh-e mahfooz, in taqdeer, in the predestination of whatever is to come till the day of qiyamah. We have not fallen short, we have not left out anything. Whatever is required has been mentioned in there. ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يُحْشَرُونَ And then these people are going to be gathered. They will be resurrected and brought before their Rabb. Of course, then they will be forced to accept, as we had recited earlier, last week or the week before, that there will be a time will come when they will be forced to accept. They will have to believe that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was truthful, that the Quran Sharif was true. Either they are going to believe on that day, or they will have to believe here. Ulama explained very beautifully that our eyes will open one day. Rather, our eyes open in this world while we have life. We realize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudra, Allah's power, Allah's control over us, and we try and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned earlier, human nature is such, a person is unable to do something, he has some weakness within him, then he will look for excuses, for justification, he'll try and find every trick in the book, everything to convince, to appease his conscience. But we should not fall into this trap, we should be wary that this is human nature. But if I'm unable to do something, some command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or I'm unable to imbibe some sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam within my life, at least I acknowledge this, acknowledge my own weakness, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, make tawbah, but we shouldn't look for excuses and justification. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.